Welcome to the new American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we dive into the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Do you know what the exchange is? Do you know the rules of the exchange? If you don't, then you've been played. Our mission, to harness the power of Web3 and the unstoppable spirit of hip-hop, to create a decentralized ecosystem that puts solutions in the hands of solutionist artists. Together, we'll solve real problems, fund community-driven initiatives, and empower neighborhoods to build enterprises that construct systemic change and foster generational wealth. This is not just a podcast. It's a cultural renaissance engineered for systemic transformation.
What if I told you that every click, every scroll, and every like is being used to reduce you to a stereotype?
Welcome back to the New American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we're decoding the rules of the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Yes, every click, every scroll, and every like we make online creates a digital fingerprint that companies use to predict our behavior. And that prediction business is worth over $400 billion annually. But what most people don't realize is how these predictions are actively reshaping our culture.
That's fascinating. And honestly, a bit unsettling when you think about the scale of data collection happening every second.
Well, here's what really blew my mind recently. These platforms aren't just collecting data. They're using what's called the advertising equation, a complex mathematical model that reduces our entire personality into predictable patterns.
Could you break down how exactly this equation works?
So imagine every time you interact online, it's like dropping a pin on a map. These platforms collect thousands of these pins from each user, then use AI to spot patterns. The scary part? They can predict with 80% accuracy what you'll click on next.
That explains why, after looking up one hiking video, my entire feed became nothing but outdoor adventure content for weeks.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really concerning. These algorithms aren't just predicting behavior, they're actively shaping entire industries. Take the music industry, for example. Did you know that nearly 65% of trending songs on major platforms share similar patterns? That's what the algorithm favors.
Oh, wow. So it's essentially creating this feedback loop where artists feel pressured to create what the algorithm wants.
Precisely. And it's not just affecting artists. Entrepreneurs and innovators are facing the same constraints. The data shows that venture capital funding is 40% more likely to go to startups that fit these algorithmic success patterns.
That seems to go against everything innovation should be about. How are people fighting back against this?
Well, this is where Web3 technology comes in, and the numbers are pretty remarkable. In just the last year, decentralized platforms have seen a 300% increase in user adoption. People are actively seeking alternatives to these algorithmic ecosystems.
Tell me more about how these decentralized systems actually work in practice.
Think of it this way. Instead of having your data controlled by a central authority, blockchain technology creates what experts call data sovereignty. Every user owns their information, and get this, studies show that decentralized platforms have 70% higher user satisfaction rates.
That's quite a significant difference in user satisfaction.
And here's something even more interesting. DAOs, or decentralized autonomous organizations, are revolutionizing how online communities operate. The largest DAO currently has over 180,000 members, making collective decisions about everything from content moderation to revenue sharing.
So it's essentially putting power back in the hands of users rather than algorithms.
Exactly. And the economic impact is substantial. NFT marketplaces have generated over $25 billion in creator revenue, completely bypassing traditional gatekeepers. That's more than the entire global music streaming revenue in 2020.
Those numbers really put things in perspective. But what about the average person who might feel overwhelmed by all this new technology?
And that's where the New American Culture Exchange comes in. Our research shows that while 92% of people are concerned about their data privacy, only about 14% actively use tools to protect it. The key is simple. Reach out to us at nace.com and disrupthiphot.com, where you will understand how to navigate these systems before diving into this amazing economic opportunity for systemic change.
What would you say are the most important steps someone could take today?
Well, based on recent studies, three simple actions can reduce your digital footprint by up to 40%. 1. Regularly clearing your browser data. 2. Using privacy-focused browsers. And 3. Being selective about app permissions. But beyond that, it's very important that you sign up for our newsletter so you learn more about being conscious of how these platforms are trying to influence us and developing the mindset of what we can do about it.
That makes it sound much more manageable than diving straight into cryptocurrency and blockchain technology.
You are absolutely right. And here's something encouraging. Adoption of privacy-focused technologies is growing at about 25% annually. It shows that people are waking up to these issues and taking action.
Looking ahead, what do you think the digital landscape will look like in 5 years?
Based on current trends and our predictions, by 2030, we're likely to see a hybrid model emerge. Traditional platforms will be forced to adopt more transparent practices. Studies suggest that 70% of users would switch platforms if given more control over their data. Meanwhile, Web3 technologies will become more user-friendly, making decentralization accessible to everyone.
That's quite an optimistic view of the future.
Well, it's grounded in data. The New American Culture Exchange is ahead of the curve. We invite you to join us at nace.com and disrupthiphop.com. This is my favorite statistic. For every person who starts now using privacy-focused platforms, they influence an average of 4 others to do the same. It's creating this ripple effect that's slowly but surely changing how we interact online.
That really puts things in perspective. It's not just about individual choices, but collective impact.
Precisely. And that's perhaps the most powerful takeaway from all of this. The future of digital interaction isn't just about technology. It's about reclaiming our humanity from algorithms that try to reduce us to stereotypes and predictable patterns. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith.
Welcome to the New American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we dive into the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Do you know what the exchange is? Do you know the rules of the exchange? If you don't, then you've been played. Our mission, to harness the power of Web3 and the unstoppable spirit of hip-hop, to create a decentralized ecosystem that puts solutions in the hands of solutionist artists. Together, we'll solve real problems, fund community-driven initiatives, and empower neighborhoods to build enterprises that construct systemic change and foster generational wealth. This is not just a podcast. It's a cultural renaissance engineered for systemic transformation.